Triple M.
Woolen Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Oh, let's get him on. Sorry to keep you waiting, Tex. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dits. Happy birthday, Rupel.
Rupel, yes, not Rupert. You've been twiddling your thumbs for a couple of days anyway. You've got nothing to do. You're locked down.
Locked down, just currently watching our youngest try and roll, and then Hugo walks straight up behind him and treats him like a toy and just drags him straight over. quite entertaining.
Toughen him up. Hey, how's it been sitting at home doing nothing? When do you get out of quarantine?
We had our COVID tests last night about 7 o'clock. So once we get our results back, and then also Collingwood get their results back, we'll be fine to carry on.
I heard a rumour that that COVID test that you had to do got in the way of your TV time.
Yeah.
Certainly did, yeah. Bit of
so
home in a while.
Are you going to be able to catch up on it or not?
Yeah, well, that's what records for Dits.
No.
Oh, fair enough.
So I'll certainly catch up on that at some stage. And, well, Alice did say that it's not really one to catch up on. It was pretty ordinary last night. But
Tex, my kids have been watching this a bit over the last month or so, and I've started to get a bit annoyed with it. I don't know how you can watch this show.
What did you get annoyed with, Ruth?
It's just frustrating about how bad the acting is. And they're shocking actors on there, aren't they?
You just take it for what it's worth.
Oh, okay. Ruth.
And just enjoy seeing Alf. Honestly, I'll just watch it because of Alf.
Yeah, Alf's not bad, I must admit. He's
Roo and Tex discussing Home and Away on Triple M. On Triple M. Can you believe this? And you had to go at my segment. Are you serious?
Tex loves it. Tex actually wanted to go on it.
I didn't think
it.
We still were talking about it 5 minutes later.
Oh,
though.
Sorry, dude.
Anyway, Tex.
Alf's in the top 1%.
Let's talk third quarters, Tex.
Alf and Tex are in the top 1%.
Let's keep talking about Home and Away.
So you had to focus on the third quarters, and again, you lost it. Now, what are you coming up with? What are the theories?
I'd worry about the first quarter more than the third quarter.
You got any theories for us, Roy?
Well, you actually won the third quarter for most of it, except for the last bit when they kicked a couple. But, hey, in all honesty, the goal kicking, the field kicking, the decision-making was the worst it's been all year. What did you put that down to? Just an off night, or is there something to worry about?
No, I'm not too worried about it personally. And as a group, we'll review that today. But it's not been a pattern for us, so... certainly we want to change that and not let it become a pattern. So we'll do some work on that this week.
Even a player like you who's got a great goal-kicking record over a long period of time, Tex, just be honest here, what goes through your mind after you do miss a couple? Do you start getting the yips a little bit in your mind, doubting yourself, or have you got the courage enough to block out what's happened in the past and just go back and do your normal routine?
Yeah, certainly it does sit in the back of your mind, but that's why I say to like the young kids, make sure you have a routine because that cancels everything out. You just go back and focus on that. So that's super important to have a routine, and I was able to kick pretty inaccurately on the weekend. So once again, it wasn't really a pattern for me, but I've got to go back and nail a few from those spots this week and get the routine back in order.
Tex Walker's waiting on the line because he's in quarantine. Hey, Tex, some good news. Darcy Fogarty signing on for 2 years. Is that correct?
It was on Channel 9 last night, Tex.
There you go.
Oh, because if it's on Channel 9, it must be true.
Well, that's why we're asking you.
No, we wait for Channel 7 to break those news.
Okay. Or Triple M.
Then it's true.
All right.
Or Triple M.
Or the Crows.
Or the Crows, yep.
All right. Potentially some good news for the Crows. Darcy Fogarty.
You did some good work last week, Dits.
Please explain what good work.
The photos of the on the plane. That was good by you.
Now, I actually protected you. Did you see those photos anywhere?
Oh, I've seen a few of them.
Yeah. No, hang on. We refused to release them. Channel 7, Channel 9, 10, everyone around Australia rang us here at Triple M and we said, no, we're not releasing them.
There was a photo of you, Tex, without one on that. What have you got to say about the whole sort of messy scenario?
Yeah, what I will say is, number one, we are we do put our hand up and say, look, we were in the wrong, obviously. it's not a habit for everyone in the world at the moment. It's something that we need to create as a whole world. It's something new, so we need to continue to help each other out. And that's the one thing that we spoke about as a club is, if you see your mate with the mask not fully on, just tell him. And that's something that I wish the lady would have said to myself or others on the flight.
So how do you think she would have gone, that lady? I'm being serious here. And Tex, I don't mind eyeballing you and telling you, you did the wrong thing. I sit here quite happily saying that because, as you well know, Tex, and you've been told by other people, that the league and governments here have done everything and bent over backwards to make sure you can play football.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So how would that lady have got on if she stood up and said to 15 blokes who in crows out, hey, boys, put your masks on?
I don't think there was 15 blokes, but if she said to one
do you want to see the photos?
Was making her feel uncomfortable, just say, excuse me, would you be able to put your mask on? I'm sure that would have continued on through the plane and boys would have told. It's just, it's not a habit. All I'm saying is, yes, we were wrong. It's not a habit for us currently, and we need to make it a habit because it makes other people feel uncomfortable and it's against the rules. So,
and Tex, look, to go on with that, do you know what? I was at the football the other night commentating. There are people walking around in the crowd not wearing their masks. There are a lot of people doing the wrong thing and they should know better. They should be putting their masks on. And even your mate Kane stood up for you this week and I agree with him too. The Crows have been fined. What about all the other teams? We've seen the vision on TV of other teams.
That's what I mean. We need help.
Yeah.
Let's help each other. It's not a hard thing to do to say to someone, excuse me, can you please put your mask on? Oh, shit, I forgot about that. Mm. Done.
Yep.
Problem solved.
No, I agree. I agree with you. Don't worry.
The lady did say, and I'm only saying it because she said it on the audio we played, that they did say it to some players and then they pulled it down as soon as the flight attendant went away, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can only speak for myself, and she didn't say anything to me.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's behind us and everyone can get better at it, Tex, because we want the game to keep going. As you said, very privileged to be able to keep playing. And just on that, you don't even know where you're playing this weekend. You're supposed to be playing in Cairns, but there's a rumour saying that you might be playing in Sydney.
Yeah, we're still not 100% sure where we're playing, but it'll be wherever it'll be, in Cairns or up in Sydney. We'll certainly be playing the same mob in St Kilda, so I can't wait to get Bradley Crouch in the back.
I was just going to say, you're up against your old teammate.
Make sure you check your left and right shoulder.
What does that mean?
Well, if he wants to leave, then might have to try and get him.
Oh, all right.
You can have a bit of fun with him, Big Texan.
We will.
What gag you got for us this week?
Well, I bumped into a family the other day and they had identical twins, Amal and Dwan. Their mum only carried one baby photo in her wallet, which is pretty sad for the family. Because if you've seen Dwan, you've seen Amal.
Texan, you've had 2 days in quarantine. Good work, mate. Keep up the good work.
Text.
Hey, put those goal-kicking boots back on and get in front in the Coleman medal this weekend, all right? And have a win.
Good on you, boys.
See you, Tex. There he is. Tex Walker here. Thanks to Distinctive Homes on Triple M.